This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. A U.S. Army reservist has brought a court challenge to a Pentagon policy known as the Stop Loss Program. It allows the government to keep thousands of troops from leaving the armed forces even after their enlistment contracts are over. Military officials say the program is needed to keep units together in combat. Critics call it a backdoor draft. Day to Day's Eric Kneeler has the story.
Eric McKinley of Corvallis, Oregon, had finished his six-year commitment with the Oregon National Guard in April. The 24-year-old had been deployed to Iraq with the rest of his unit and was supposed to come home. But Pentagon officials kept McKinley and other soldiers from leaving under something called the Stop Loss Order. And on June 13th, McKinley was killed by a roadside bomb in Baghdad. Tom McKinley is his father.
Yes, I am angry at the government. He was doing his duty, and I stand by that 100%, but I'm not comfortable with the way the government's handling the situation.
Tom McKinley said his son should have come home, and the government should have honored its commitment to its troops.
The stop-loss order really, really bothered me because you sign a contract is a contract, and you honor the contract.
Military officials say stop-loss is necessary to keep a cohesive military fighting force. On Tuesday, a San Francisco lawyer representing another National Guard member filed a federal lawsuit challenging the program. It has affected more than 20,000 active duty and reserve soldiers. The stop-loss order doesn't apply to everyone serving in Iraq, just those with certain skills that the Pentagon says it needs. But attorney Michael Sorgan said his client and many others have already paid their dues and want out.
They're bearing an undue part of the burden, and I think they should have the same kind of right as everybody else to, get out when they are expecting to get out and to spend time with their families or pursuing an education or a career.
Sorgan is basing his legal argument on his belief that stop-loss was originally designed to help the military respond to terrorist attacks, not to continue the U.S. occupation of Iraq. Other critics say the Pentagon's order is a stopgap measure that hides a more fundamental shortage of troops. Some military experts agree that U.S. forces are stretched thin. The Army now has about 500,000 troops on active duty. That's half the troop strength of 15 years ago. Walter Huffman is a retired Army Lieutenant General and Dean of the Texas Tech School of Law.
The demands on our military now are just so extraordinary and so pervasive, that is to say they've lasted for so long, that our military, which is quite a bit smaller than it was during the height of the Cold War, is pretty well worn out.
Huffman says the stop-loss program may be unfair, but he doesn't think it's against the law. He says the U.S. Congress has granted broad powers to the President and Department of Defense to raise armies.
Some people have said, well, geez, this sounds like involuntary servitude, but that's what the draft was as well when it existed.
Huffman says it's not just young soldiers in Iraq that could be kept in the armed forces. He points out that the Pentagon can compel retired officers, including old generals like himself, to put back on their uniforms. For Day Today, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.